Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which is now bigger and better than ever, for there are two big additional pages of comics in the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jim has accepted an assignment from the FBI to uncover a plot to sabotage the Panama Canal and to track down the American traitor who is the chief conspirator. Inspector Channing tells Jim there is no place in his plans for Jim's partner, Shanghai Lil. So Lil reluctantly agrees to fly home and visit her parents on a farm down east. Jim cables Kolo to hurry on from Singapore to join him, then settles down to discuss a plan of action with Channing. After the conference, Jim stops off at a nearby restaurant for dinner and is surprised to find Kitty St. John working there as a waitress. She absolutely ignores Jim, who goes to the manager and learns that Kitty's fortune has been dissipated and gambled away by her dissolute brother. She courageously refuses any help from her friends and tries to support herself as a waitress. Her splendid courage appeals to Jim, and he decides to help her without her knowing it. He calls Inspector Channing and demands that a female secretary be engaged for the expedition. Channing ridicules the idea and refuses to even discuss the matter. But Jim is determined, and the first thing next morning, he goes to Channing's office to enforce his demand.
So, you're still determined to go through with that crazy scheme of yours?
Right, Channing.
Well, I'm just as determined that I'll have no part of it. So get this straight, Bradley. The answer is definitely no. I'll not send any young woman into the Panama jungles on a case like this. If you want a secretary, I'll get you a man. Now, that's final. Take it or leave it.
Okay, Inspector. As long as you put it that way, I'll leave it. I'm out of the case.
Well, that's that. Guess I'll have to go to work and dig up a new man for the job, and that won't be so easy, but I'll find one. Sorry, Jim, all this had to end this way. I don't mind telling you, I'm terribly disappointed. My superiors gave you one of the greatest build-ups I ever heard. I didn't think there was anyone that good. But after our first two meetings, I was ready to agree they were right. Then you suddenly go completely haywire over a woman. Say, tell me, just to satisfy my own personal curiosity, who is this dame that has such a terrific hold on you?
You're all wet with that line of reasoning, Channing. There's no dame, as you put it, that has any hold on me. Not even the one woman who has faced death and danger with me 100 times, Miss Lily DeVrieux. The woman I'm trying to help is a swell, courageous little lady who has had everything and suddenly, through no fault of her own, lost it all. Sooner than become an object of charity or sympathy or sponge off her friends or accept help from anyone, she stuck out her chin, swallowed her pride, gone out and got the first job she could find, waiting on tables in a restaurant. She doesn't even know I'm trying to help her land something better. Because if she did, she'd turn it down. But get this straight, Channing. There's no romance or anything like it that's prompting me to help her.
Okay, Bradley. I apologize for misjudging him, the lady, or any motives you may have had in helping her. Sounds like a swell person. But I still insist she hasn't any place in our plan. Oh, Jim, surely you must realize if I turned down Miss DeVril, an old hand at your work, I couldn't reverse myself and pick up someone I've never even heard of.
Oh, you've heard of her, all right. Very recently, too. The lady in question, Inspector, is Miss Kitty St. John.
Oh, the young woman that was washed overboard with you and battled through that tropical storm?
Yes.
Ah, she was the one who survived that stretch on the uninhabited island, was rescued with you by that submarine. That's who it is, huh?
Exactly. I haven't seen her since I left the boat. She went completely out of my life until I saw her working as a waitress yesterday at the Bayview restaurant.
Oh, that new swanky restaurant, eh? Well, that's one place she's bound to be recognized by any of her swell society friends. They all go there.
Well, I guess I'll be running along, Jenny. I don't want to delay your work any longer. I'm sorry we couldn't see eye to eye on this, but Best of luck, and hope you find a new man.
Yes, sir.
I've got to hurry back to my hotel now. I'm expecting my man Kolo to arrive, and might have a little trouble getting into my suite. So long, and hope to see you again, and best of luck.
Yeah, sure thing. Same to you, Jim. So long. He's a hard guy, that Bradley. He'd like the devil to give in, but I guess I have to.
Yes, Mr. Channing?
Get the Bayview restaurant. See if there's a Mrs. St. John working there. If so, I want to talk to her.
Very well, Mr. Channing, right away.
I still don't like the idea of sending a woman down there, even with a guy as competent as Jungle Jim Bradley. But I need him. Need him badly. Oh, what the heck.
I've got the Bayview restaurant on the wire, Mr. Channing. But Mr. Flandeau, the owner, says it's against his rules to call waitresses off the floor to answer personal calls.
Okay, Miss Tallio. Is he still on there?
Yes, Mr. Channing. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, put him on.
Yes, sir. Here's Mr. Flandeau. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Flandeau?
Yes?
This is Inspector Channing of the FBI.
Maybe. How are you, Inspector Channing? What can I do for you?
I understand you have a Mrs. Kitty St. John working for you as a waitress.
Maybe that is correct, Inspector. Is there some trouble?
No trouble at all. I merely want to have a personal talk with her. Could you arrange to excuse her for, say, an hour or so and send her up to my office?
That's an immature at once.
Oh, you might reassure her. It's nothing of a criminal nature. I merely want to see her in regard to a prospective opening I might have for her, if she can qualify.
I see.
You wouldn't mind losing her if she found a better job.
Oh, certainly not, monsieur. I would be very happy. She is a very brave young woman and deserves something better than the job she has here.
Okay, then you send her over as soon as possible, will you?
Oui, monsieur inspector. She shall leave at once.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, monsieur.
Having settled with Channing, Jim walked back to his hotel, but in complete ignorance of Channing's decision to grant Jim's request and get him back on the case. Upon his arrival at the hotel desk, he was informed of Kolo's arrival and hurried upstairs to greet his faithful worker and friend after the long separation. Once the warm greetings were over, Kolo was anxious to find out what important business has caused Jim to bring Kolo flying across the Pacific in such a hurry.
Well, Kolo, I had prospects of a very important case that was to start immediately. That's why I sent for you to come in such a hurry. But a slight misunderstanding developed, and the man in charge of the case just couldn't be reasonable and agree to certain demands I made. So we decided to call the whole thing off.
That be too bad, Tuan. But Kolo, very glad we have chance to come see you, Tuan. Be fine trip flying across big ocean. Kolo liked that very much.
I guess you did. I would have enjoyed it myself. Maybe we'll fly back together.
We go back Singapore now, Tuan?
Well, no, not right away, Kolo. I promised Lil before she left I'd come east and visit her family when the case was over. And now it's over before it even started. Guess there's nothing to hold us here any longer. We'll probably start tomorrow. I'll take you along, too.
That'd be very good. Kolo like to see Missy Lil again.
Sure, and you can see America while you're doing it. But there's no hurry about that for a while. Sit down, Kolo, and tell me all about yourself since I saw you last. How'd you like working for my old friend, Mr. Wang?
Mr. Wang, he be very nice. But I like much better work for Tuan Jim. Mr. Wang make me boss on... Oh, excuse please, Tuan. First I answer phone. Mr. Jim Bradley room.
Is your Mr. Bradley there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bradley be here. Who calls, please?
Tell him that Mr. Channing wants to speak to him on business. Mr. Channing.
Channing.
Cruise director of Channing's Tours for Select Young Ladies.
Who is it, Golo?
Mr. Channing, Tuan. He say he want to talk about Channing's Tours for Select Young Ladies. He be cruise director, he say. You want some, Tuan?
Yes, Golo, I'll talk to him. Give me the phone.
Yes, Tuan.
Hey, this is Jungle Jim Bradley, Channing.
Yeah?
How's business with the Channing's Tours for select young ladies? Got any customers?
Why, yes, Mr. Bradley. I've got a very refined young lady interested in a cruise, but she demands a guardian. Prefers a tough, stubborn gorilla type of a guy who likes to scare people. So I thought of you right away. Personal experience, I'd say you're just the type.
Well, thanks for the compliment. I'd be tickled to death to take the job. You're such a nice guy to work for, I wouldn't think of working for anyone else, except perhaps Simon Legree.
Okay, then. Suppose you get over here to my office pronto and sign up for this cruise.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. Now just sit down, cool off, and curb your impatience.
Righto. But make it snappy. I want to settle this once and for all. Get you off before you change your mind again and want me to get you the Radio City Rockettes as traveling companion.
Which isn't a bad idea. Goodbye, Channing. I'll be right there.
So long. I'll be looking for you.
Okay, Colo. It's all settled. We've got a job.
Job? You mean, Tuan, we work for men who make select tour for young ladies? Colo not know that business, Tuan.
Oh, Colo, but you can learn. Stay here and play the radio till I get back. Then tomorrow, we're off to the jungles of Panama.
Well, it looks as though Jim has won his point, and Channing has arranged for Kitty St. John to join Jim's expedition into the jungles of Panama to run down the traitor and prevent the plan of sabotaging the Panama Canal being executed. So don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. And remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.